Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show. This is your host, Stone Payton, and not in the studio with me this morning is my good buddy and usual co-host, Lee Cantor. He's out spending some well-deserved time with his family, but we still do have a marvelous show for you this morning. It is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you a gentleman who is partners in an outfit called Mathnasium, the Math Learning Center, and they have the one out at East Cop. Welcome to the show, Joe Kleinrichard.
Thank you.
Well, we are delighted to have you, man. You got to get right up on that microphone. It's just, yeah, there you go. Get it right up there to you.
Got it.
We'll make sure that we clean them between shows. So, Mathnasium, very cool name. What are you guys out there doing for folks?
Well, Mathnasium is it's a franchise, and, we teach math. It's a franchise that has been around for about 10 years, and my brother and I kind of investigated some franchise opportunities, and we're looking at various educational opportunities, and I have a background in math, so it seemed like a really natural fit. And my brother lives in the East Cobb area, and we decided to go with this outfit, and we really love it.
And so math came easy to you as a kid, or you were one that struggled with it, or
it
what?
It did. I actually was very good at math. I actually learned math by watching or following baseball statistics. So I seemed like I kind of knew what was going on all the way through school before I got to the parts in the classroom. So it all seemed very natural to me. And I've actually learned a lot more than I would have expected by going back now and looking at the whole concept of teaching and the very different grade levels and various things as far as techniques in teaching. And I've learned a lot and actually things that it would have been helpful even to me at that time to have gone and applied some of those aspects.
So Mathnasium, it's a cool name. It has real marketing legs. So that's fun. But you didn't invent the name because you invested in a franchise. What's the meaning behind the name, or is it just all marketing?
So Mathnasium, it was a concept that was born in Los Angeles. A gentleman actually, and I can give you a little bit more in the background of the story a little bit later. But a gentleman created the process and. He hooked up with some folks in Los Angeles, and they came up with Mathnasium, which obviously sounds like gymnasium.
Right.
So it's loosely kind of built around the concept of a gym membership. So we actually sell memberships to the Mathnasium, as do the other franchisees, and we invite students to come into the Mathnasium and spend their time doing math, learning new things, playing games in some situations. And it's sort of an open atmosphere. We don't schedule appointments. It's not like a tutoring session. It's more like an open environment with multiple instructors and a number of kids in the center at one time.
That's a cool concept. So like a math workout.
Yeah, it's actually very cool. And that's part of the marketing, is the math workout process. Because math is more than just learning something. It's more than learning an algorithm and applying it. It's learning how to think and apply it and then you have to practice doing it. So it is a lot like a workout.
Well, I got to tell you, that surprises me a little bit, and I got to tell the listeners and you, and just be straight up front, math is not my strength at all. If I had one in school, it was more on the language side, and I'm not sure that I had any strengths in school. But I would have, before this conversation, I was under the impression that, look, math is math. There's always one right answer. This is the answer. This is how it works. How creative and engaging can you really be when it comes to trying to instruct or learn math?
It's actually pretty amazing, and it amazes me every day when I go into the center and I talk to kids who are there. As you could probably imagine, a lot of kids come to the center. Their moms or dads drag them there essentially to say you need to learn more about math.
right.
And inevitably, over time, even over one or two sessions, you then have these kids who didn't want to come actually begging their parents to bring them because they actually do have fun. And the reason they have fun is that, math, like anything, if you don't do something well, or if you don't understand it and you're expected to do something with it, it's not fun. But if you understand it and can actually get the confidence to start doing it and be successful at it, it actually becomes fun. And, we integrate it with not only, problems like you see a traditional problems in school, but we integrate it with games and other activities that make it fun.
Now, did you just trip over this thing and walk into one of these things with a kid at some point, or did how did this thing even get on your radar?
Well, I started looking at franchises, I don't know, a couple of years ago, I suppose, and my brother and I had been talking about it for a couple of years about getting into business, and he was always interested in the educational aspect of things, and he's very involved with the Boy Scouts and the after-school programs with his sons and such. And, of course, my math background kind of led me to that. So we kind of merged the ideas and came up with, fairly independently, we kind of looked at the top 500 franchises available and independently came up with this thing called Mathnasium. And as we started investigating it, we really decided that, you know, this is really a cool thing. And it's very much both of our alleys, and you know, we love the idea that it's not just a business. I mean, there are a lot of businesses where you can make a lot of money, and we certainly want to make money at the business, but this is also, we feel, a social benefit. It's something that we really get a lot out of, you know, seeing people, you know, have the light bulb turn on constantly. It's excellent.
So you knew pretty early on, though, that you wanted to invest in a franchise of some type. I'm curious, what took you down that path as opposed to just hanging your own shingle out, whether it was in the education arena or your, you know, I'm always curious, why would someone invest in a Jiffy Lube instead of having their own little, you know, Stones oil change shop? And there must have been something along the line that made you say, yeah, it really makes sense to invest in this franchise versus just kind of do our own thing.
Excuse me. Yeah, well, Steve's my brother. Steve and I kind of threw a number of ideas around over the last year or two, and we really came up with a number of ideas, but they all kind of led to the idea that, you know, this is going to take a lot of work to put something together, to kind of define it, to build it. And when we started looking at the educational aspect of things, you know, to build a curriculum and to get it approved and, you know, really get it to the point where it was usable was going to take an awful lot of work. So then we started to look at the franchises that were out there. And, you know, there's a number of franchises out there for education. And when we ran across Mathnasium, because it was targeted just for math, it was very, very targeted to our style. And because of the story behind it, which was a gentleman who really built the system over the last 30 years by talking to his very gifted young son, and he came up with pages and pages of materials that kind of explained math in a way that made more sense to the ordinary person, because he was talking to a child that may not have understood the terminology, and so he had to use very simple language. And it seemed to be very successful, and so because of that, you know, we really liked that idea, and because it's not really just learning about math, the whole concept really teaches you how to think, teaches you how to problem solve, and we just love that idea of it.
So, but the method is proprietary. It's a real departure from what I might see at PS 109, right?
Absolutely. You know, the educational system in this country is it's not as great as some educational systems, and there are some problems, but you know, it's a function of a lot of different things. And you know, the fact is that to have an educational system for such a large group of people, you know, the entire population, it has to be very standardized, and you have to get through certain materials, and you have to have textbooks that are built, you know, to keep, you know, a class of 30 or 40 or possibly even more students on path. So you know, there's a lot of limitations to the educational system in that respect. And so, you know, the supplementary educational things that are out there, like Mathnasium, I think are very essential, especially in something like math, which is a foundation for a lot of different things. So, you know, again, we've just felt that to supplement that process was really something we wanted to do.
Well, I tell you what, it strikes me that this this workout framing of things like would really facilitate the idea of kids being more accountable for their own learning. If you're going to this workout, is that a valid statement?
It absolutely is, and that's actually the reason that we don't like to really call it a tutoring center.
Right.
you know, we do tutoring, which basically is to help students with their homework and, you know, get through the classes that they're in. And we absolutely do that. But we really focus more on less of the tutoring aspect of it and more of the thinking aspect. We try to conceptualize the ideas to help the students understand in their head, you know, what they're doing as opposed to just how to do it. And it really makes a big difference if you can see it, if you can visualize the concept, if you can see, you know, graphics that demonstrate a concept versus just words or an algorithm.
So working with your brother, I have a brother. I don't like him much. He's younger, better looking, and makes more money, so I don't have much use for him. No, we get along great. I could actually see Rusty and I in a business, but I got to believe that there are some things to look out for if you're going to go into business with family. Has any of that started to present itself, and or have you guys kind of planned for that? How do you manage that piece of it?
Well, we did plan for it, and, you know, like any business partnership, there's always going to be conflict, and conflict's not all bad. The way we attacked it was we really looked at this up front, kind of introspectively looked at ourselves and talked about this before we really even got into the business as we were kind of formulating the idea. And I think it helped a lot. I think, you know, being a sibling, you can be brutally honest. And when you can be brutally honest and bring out ideas and work together to hash them out all ahead of time, I think that's a great thing, something you probably can't necessarily do to a business partner, or at least in some situations. So, you know, we do have conflict, for the most part, it's good, and we both have the same goal in the end, which is really the key, I think, and that is to, you know, provide a great service and really help the community with the educational aspect of math.
So what's the relationship, if any, with the school system? Do you guys try to work with them? Do you try to tie any of what you're doing to some what you're doing to their curriculum? How does that piece work?
We do. Actually, obviously, the school systems are very critical to what we do. I mean, we're very much aligned with, you know, the school year. We know the different schools. The high schools in our area are Walton, Pope, and Wheeler for the most part, and a few others that are close by. And, you know, we do know what they're doing. We know what their curriculums are. We keep tabs on that, as well as in the middle schools and the elementary schools. We also haven't started this yet, but we have started. We will be contacting all the schools in our area and, you know, making contact. We try to get permission from the students to contact their teachers, basically to send them an email and allow them to, you know, give us heads up when certain tests are coming up and that sort of thing. And, you know, the PTAs, I think, are going to be important to us since it's a parent-run organization. And, you know, just staying on top of all the activities at school, we definitely want to do. We've actually taken an ad out in the Walton Stadium for the football club. So we'll be out there on their wall when they have the football games.
Cool. Yeah. So your favorite part about this business, or have you been in it long enough to know, and what do you find the most challenging, if not downright frustrating sometimes?
Well, no question, the most rewarding part is working with the kids. And really, you know, when you take someone who may not all be all that thrilled with mathematics and can show them a couple of interesting, I'll call them tricks. They're not really tricks. They're really just ways to think about things a little bit differently. When you can show those to a kid and they say, oh, that's why I've been doing this all this time. And then all of a sudden it makes sense.
Yeah.
And then you can ask a question in a number of different ways and they can think about it and understand what they're trying to get to. And they can actually arrive at an answer. That's really the best part of the process.
That's got to feel good.
Yeah, it feels
happens.
Very good. I mean, you see that little light bulb, you know, on a daily basis. And, you know, all the instructors that work for us and at all the other mathnasiums I've been to, I mean, they all love working with kids and they all love math, and, you know, it's a great combination, and, you know, they just love seeing that expressed in the kids when they really understand something.
And so is there anything that I know when you first get married, there's that honeymoon period, but then you always find out a little something about each other that you didn't anticipate. Is there anything at all that maybe is a little bit challenging or frustrating about this whole operation?
Well, you know, like anything, there's a lot of administrative things that need to be done. You know, you're running a business, so you have payroll and you have all all the various things that every business has.
If you could just work with the kids and do the math,
yeah,
right?
that would be great. or you could hire somebody to do all that, but it's a small business and you really can't. So you really have to learn how to do the business aspects of it. And I would say it's not as fun, and it's not really the reason we're into it, but it's a necessary thing that you have to do. And it, you know, it's not the primary functions. It's really the teaching that is the primary function.
Right. So, you know, you can't walk into this for nothing. You got to have some money to get into a franchise that's this well established, this well respected. How did you get the financing together on this? You go for the SBA loan thing. You get your brother to pony up all the money. How'd that work?
Well, it's kind of interesting. This is one of the reasons that led us to going down the franchise road, and that is, I actually worked at several companies over the years, and had a 401k plan, and I looked into franchises, and I saw some different financing options that were available. And I didn't really want to get a loan, and you know, I just didn't really want to do that sort of a thing. And I found out a way to actually use my 401k money to finance the operation, which is kind of a very unique way, and I think it's very interesting.
So you can use your 401k to finance the operation?
You absolutely can, and I have a benefits background.
So you know the ins and outs of this
stuff. I kind of do. I mean, I've been in the benefits industry for years, and I sort of knew about 401k plans or quite a bit of detail about them and, you know, how the IRS looks at them at various things. And when I saw this advertisement for how to use this concept, really piqued my interest because it made a lot of sense to me. And as I read it, I said, yeah, that has to work. And really, what I did was I formed a corporation, and once I formed a corporation, I started a 401k plan in my corporation, and then I rolled over the assets from my previous employer into my own 401k plan. So there I had all of the 401k money that I needed to start a business, and once the corporation was established, I issued stock, and my 401k plan bought that stock. So that is the investment now in my 401k plan.
Got it.
So it freed up the capital to purchase the business, you know, do the marketing up front that's necessary. And right now it's really a great investment, I feel, for my 401k plan as a fiduciary. So
right. So tell me about the marketing. How does one go about marketing? Because it's a business-to-consumer channel, which is completely foreign to me and a lot of our listeners. You've got to reach a lot of folks, and in some cases, get them invested at least conceptually into a little different approach to this thing.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things we're working on right now. It's, you know, we purchased an existing franchise actually. It had been in operations for about 3 years. We felt that it could be taken to the next level, and the gentleman who was running it was looking to get into a different career. So we approached him and purchased the business from him, also working through Mathnasium and the whole transfer process. So from a marketing standpoint, our goal is really kind of a grassroots effort. I mean, we obviously need to get into the schools and, you know, have connections there and talk to them. We want to do a lot of community-related things. You know, we'll be, you know, doing parades. You know, East Cobb has a parade annually, so we'll be in that. We'll do the local advertising. I mean, the biggest thing really is to get the name out there and to make sure that people know where we are and what we do. I think the name kind of says what we do for the most part, or it piques people's interest. So we really just got to get it out there in front of the parents of students in the area. And East Cobb is such a great educational area. You know, it's a very important aspect to most families in the East Cobb area, and so, you know, the idea that we can get out there and help that community is really enticing.
Well, I was going to ask you about the location, because I live out in that world too. I've got one that goes to Pope, and I've got one that's leaving Pope and headed to Athens. And one of the reasons that we moved out that way is because of the reputation for the academic strength of those schools. But I guess part of me thought that maybe it would be even stronger for you if you were in an area where the academics weren't as good. But speak to that a little bit, if you will.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting dynamic. The really the best areas to be in are the areas where the educational system is very good. The reason for that is a number of things. The people who live in those areas tend to be people who put a high premium on educational aspects of their children. So, first of all, they want success. And so that's the kind of community we want to be in. Secondly, the idea that I just kind of lost my thought there.
Well, that's right. Well, no, it just strikes me. I don't know whether to go toward if I'm investing in a franchise like this, do I go where academics are really poor, or is it a stronger idea to go where they're really strong?
Right. So the fact that they're strong in that area really makes a big difference and is helpful to us. In fact, Mathnasium is really not built on the concept of we're going to take a bunch of people who don't understand something and try to help them understand it. Not that we don't do that. We do that every day with a lot of kids. But Mathnasium's concept really is we work with a lot of folks who have a very good math foundation but want to get ahead. And as you probably know, or a lot, I know the parents in the different areas know, and in East Cobb, as good as the educational system there's various levels of mathematics and the sciences and other things in the high schools. And so people want to get on the highest track that they can be on.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, we have a fair amount of our student population that is what we call enhancement students, students who are very good. They're getting A's and B's in math and all their classes. And they're coming because they want to get a higher educational benefit.
Well, this has been a very interesting conversation. There's one last question I wanted to ask as we wrap this thing up, and that's the money side of things. Even though I live in East Cobb, there are a range of folks in East Cobb, and my pocketbook's a little thinner than some, but what is the investment if I wanted to get my kid involved in something like this?
So it's actually fairly affordable. I mentioned earlier that it's a monthly membership. We sell memberships, and it depends on whether you're elementary or high school or middle school. We have different price ranges, but generally the price range is somewhere in the 200s per month. Mm-hmm. And if you break that down, we recommend for someone to go through the program to really come 2 to 3 times a week. So we figure that that's about 10 times a month on average. And that bears out in the statistics. That's about how often folks come. You know, sometimes people will come 4 or 5 times a week, and other times they may come just once in a week.
Right.
But if they figure about 10 times a month, you know, you're talking about an average of around $20, $25 per session.
That's
which
nothing.
Is That's... really a lot cheaper than tutoring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And, I mean, so you're looking at, I mean, if you look at the whole big picture, $2,400 a year, you're giving your kid access to all this. I'm surprised. I thought you were going to say it was a lot more expensive, I got to tell you.
Yeah, well, some of the different tutoring centers are more expensive than that. Some of them are less. We think we have the right balance of cost and value and what we provide. One thing I did want to mention in that regards was the way we do the teaching is it's a concept. It's one-on-one teaching, but it's in a group environment.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that we spend one-on-one time with each student throughout the session. So if they're there for about an hour, we try to touch them 8 to 10 times in an hour. And what those little sessions are clips of, you know, here's a concept, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to teach you how to do this. I'm going to give you some useful information, conceptualizing it. And then we're going to let you practice. So here's a concept. Here's some problems. Let's see if you can work through them. Once he's kind of got the hang of that first concept, he'll be turned over to work on it, to exercise his mind independently. So part of what we're teaching is that independence. And as I always tell folks, students are very smart. Kids are very, very smart, mm-hmm. smarter than most adults. And for the most part, if you got an adult looking over your shoulder the whole time, that kid will find a way to get you to do the work. So we like to teach it and then turn it over to the kid. And that's what really builds their confidence.
I love that about your whole concept. And now I really, now the very word mathnasium means more to me because it's that, it brings on that personal level, that level of personal accountability. I love that. What is the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you guys, maybe come out and visit your center and learn more? Give us some contact details.
Absolutely. So we're in the Woodlawn Square Shopping Center on Johnson Ferry Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1205 Johnson Ferry. It's between Lower Roswell and Roswell Road. There's a lot of shopping centers in there. It's the same shopping center as Fresh Market, if people are familiar with that.
Yeah, drop your kid and go to Fresh Market or go a couple blocks down and go to Whole Foods, right?
Absolutely. We're right there. Our phone number is 770-578-6170. We encourage anyone to call or better yet, stop by. You know, it's a very casual atmosphere. The kids have fun. I think you'll see if you drop by. And please bring your kid or children and, you know, have them drop by and see what it's like. I mean, I think they'll see that it's a nice atmosphere and, you know, the teachers are very engaged. The kids are very engaged. It's something that you would enjoy. And, you know, just come by. We have packets we can give you to kind of look at the programs and talk to you about that. And, you know, if you'd like to try it out, that would be great.
Yeah. Well, Joe Klein Richard with Mathnasium at the East Cobb location. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And I tell you what might be fun. I'd love to have you come back sometime, maybe with a pleased client, have a parent and or a kid talk about their experience. Would you be up for that sometime?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Let's do that.
All right, man. Well, until next time, this is Stone Payton. Our guest this morning, Joe Klein Richard with Mathnasium. And everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.